Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Thursday, which means only one thing around here. It means our dear friend Mark Looper is joining us, and it also means his mommy Doris is listening today. Mark, are you there?
Well, hello, my friend Rob.
Hello, Doris, are you there? No, she's not. She's listening.
She's listening at home.
Only Thursdays, though, Mark. She doesn't listen to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday show.
She does not. I'm sorry to break to everyone else on the show, but she's only tuning in one day a week.
Because her baby's on. I feel the same, mm-hmm. too. If I was going to listen to one a week, Mark, it might be this show, too. Don't tell anybody else. Okay, let's jump in because we've got tons and tons and tons of gossip. It's breaking. My phone's blowing up about Kim, so let's jump right in. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Thank you, Mark. So Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson went on a second date, last night. We've got all the details. So the first date was on Staten Island a couple of nights ago, where Kim snuck out of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, which is really, really hard, Mark, because there is paparazzi reporters all over that place. When Kim comes to town, the whole media circus, we move into the hotel in the lobby, standing outside. So somehow she snuck out and she went to Staten Island and she went to this Italian restaurant with Pete. Now, our friend Garrett, who co-hosts on Mondays, he's from Staten Island. He knows this restaurant very well. It's called Campania's, I think I'm pronouncing that right. And he said it's really lovely and they have a rooftop, and apparently Pete reserved the entire rooftop, although it was chilly a couple of nights ago. I hope Kim wore that scarf of hers and not that Met outfit. But in any case, they sat on the roof apparently and they had a lovely dinner. One source added that they didn't have any security with them. That's really clever. You know how you can sneak away from people? Do it by yourself. If Kim and four bodyguards and an SUV and four motorcyclists and a police car, if they tried to sneak away, we'd see them. But Kim just slipping out of a hotel by a side door by herself, jumping in a car, we might not notice that. So they had no security. Yeah. I like this because you get to really know each other, don't you? It's just the two of you. It's like if you go on a date, Mark, and I know you're dating, sweetie, and you bring me along or a friend. Now, I'm not your security guard, but you ever bring a friend along on a date? You shouldn't do that.
No, it changes the whole dynamic of the date.
Yes, don't do it. It has to be one-on-one. When you're meeting somebody new at the beginning of a romance or even at the middle or the end of it, I still have date night. You've got to still connect one-on-one. Yeah. I have a habit. When I go out, I invite the whole circus. So even though we're not dating, Mark, we never really have a one-on-one moment. I like an audience. I like a good or five people. Okay, so they had a lovely date night in Staten Island. Now, some people are making fun that Kim went to Staten Island, but I think that's ridiculous. It's where Pete is from. He's the king of Staten Island. So they went there. And then Kim did come back to the hotel by herself. Let's just say what it is. We're all thinking, did she spend the night in Staten Island? No, she didn't. So she came back to the hotel. Very nice. Guess what happened last night?
What?
At 9, 10 o'clock, my phone blew up. Kim was meeting Pete again, this time at Zero Bond, which is a fancy, fancy private club in Manhattan. It's an A-list members-only private club. Have you been there, Mark?
I think I have been there once.
Think, Mark, how can you think about
like
that?
Like through a media event. Like I got invited through someone who had a connection to it.
Oh,
I wasn't personally invited one-on-one.
My friend Dylan, you know him too. He's a member. He's a fancy pants. He's a member. Oh, I love
it's
it.
Nice.
You
it's
go
nice.
Up in an elevator and then you don't get a check because it gets charged to the member's credit card. So you never have to pay. I know. If you're the guest, you can't pay because you can't ask for a bill. So at the end of the night, whatever you've ate or drank, it gets charged to the member's credit card. You can't even pretend to pay because it just gets charged. Oh, I love it. I love it. But they went there last night. Now, this is two nights in a row, Mark. Clearly now, it's not just friends. Or are they messing with us?
Rob, we are really living in unprecedented times. Never did I think Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson would be linked together. What? But, and however, I will say this. I was in the audience of SNL last Christmas, and I was watching Pete Davidson interact with the staff, with his co-stars, and there is something about him that's very magnetic. And I think that maybe there was, you know, maybe Kim was drawn to him during her time on SNL. Mm-hmm. They did share that kiss.
Yes.
And, you know, but do I think this will last forever? No. But do I think this is Kim's way of telling us she's ready to date, she's ready to have fun, she's ready to move on from Kanye? I think that's what's going
that
on here.
That could be it. It could be it. Now, Pete lived in the same building as me for a while with Ariana Grande. I know, in my building. They should, of all the buildings, the nosiest person in the world is me. They shouldn't be in this building. And so they lived in the building and often see Pete at the bank on the corner. And when he first moved in, I didn't know it was him, but there was this really tall, skinny guy with blonde hair that had swagger. And I remember going to Bottina's. I was probably coming to meet you. And I turned left and I saw this really tall blonde guy walking towards me. And I must admit, I was like, oh, he's kind of like a cute guy. Now, I didn't know it was Pete, and he's certainly not my type. But I was like, that guy is really confident in the way he swiped his card to get into the bank. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh! He turned around, it was Pete Davidson. So I do sort of get it like you. There's something about Pete. And we're also not saying what Ariana said, which apparently is he's a very healthy, wink, wink, young man. Oh, terrible. I like this. I think it's good for Kim. But let's get to our poll question of the day, because really it's what you think that really matters. So Pete Davidson had a private dinner with Kim Kardashian on Staten Island, and then again last night at a fancy, fancy private club, members-only club, here in New York City. Is this real? Is this real? Are they messing with us? Is this real? Do they think it's at least real? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow. I can't wait to hear your results. Mark Love, what are you working on?
Oh, yes. I have a juicy story for you today, Rob. Britney Spears is blaming her mom for her conservatorship. So let me explain what's going on here. So Britney claimed her mother was the one who planted the idea in her father's head of putting together a conservatorship in a now deleted social media post.
Wow.
So Britney wrote on Instagram, "My dad, Jamie, may have started the conservatorship 13 years ago, but what people don't know is that my mom is the one who gave him the idea." So she went on to say, "I will never get those years back. She secretly ruined my life, and yes, I will call her and Lou Taylor, her former manager, out and say, take your whole I have no idea what's going on attitude and go broop yourself." I was shocked. Rob, it gets better. She finished by saying, and taking a direct shot at her mom, she goes, "You know what exactly you did? My dad is not smart enough to ever think of a conservatorship." Oh my God. Wow, Rob, this is fiery.
Fiery.
So my question to you is, does this change the way you think about her father, the family, the conservatorship?
I think if I was a casual reader of this, yes. But we've done this for a long time and we always knew the mom was the boss. So even 10 years ago when Britney was on the scene, longer ago, maybe 20 years ago when I was working with Jessica Simpson, I'd see Britney at events, the mom was the boss. The dad was never around. You never saw Britney. If you were backstage at an award show or if you were at some event that Britney was involved in, the mom was always there. The mom was always driving a nice car. The mum was always staying at the Ritz-Carlton. The dad was in Louisiana. Like, he was in the truck. Like, you just never saw the dad. So if Britney went to a talk show, a morning show, the mum would be there looking flawless.
Oh, yes.
Decked out. The nails were done. The hair was done. Like, she was full-on mommy manager. Where the dad, you just never got to see him. And so we always knew the power behind the throne, so to speak, was mommy, not daddy. Breaking two, the mommy now has asked Britney's estate to pay her $600,000 in legal bills. And do you know what those legal bills were related to? The conservatorship. So she was involved in this. And I do think Britney's right. That attitude like, oh gosh, this happened. I had no idea. Golly gosh, you were under a conservatorship, my dear. No, I think this is, you know, but like some people do that in real life. Like, you know, like friends who are like, I had no idea you were in hospital. I was like, sweetie, it's all over Facebook. I wasn't in hospital, just an example. But you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, come on, you knew 13 years, you don't just not like miss. That's a decade. You a decade. Knew about it. And the dig about the dad, though, not being smart enough. So mean. Because then you're stabbing both of them with one knife. Brittany's smarter and funnier than we think. And when this is all over, and it could be in a couple of weeks, Brittany, tell all. Moving along, Jennifer Gardner, who I just love. I just love her. She seems like such a good person. I met her once, and she was just the real deal. So now she's sparked engagement rumours. So we're all looking at J-Lo and Ben. That's all we're obsessed about. And so over here is Jennifer Gardner, who's living her life. And she probably loves this because everyone's focused on J-Lo. And she's like, I can do whatever I want. So she was spotted with a ring on that finger on an Instagram post, sparking speculation that she's already engaged to her longtime boyfriend, John Miller. Of course she's dating somebody with such a regular name as John Miller. Like, she's just that girl next door. She can't help it. So I watched the video over and over and over, and it does seem to be pretty obvious that something's on that left ring finger. It's hard to tell if it's an engagement ring or not. I think this could be the real deal, Mark. What do you think?
Well, much like you, Rob, I also watched the video over and over.
10 times.
And 10 times. And I just can't help but think you wore that ring on a finger for a reason. You know people are going to dissect your every move, especially with J-Lo involved in the situation. So I think she knows, as much as she is the girls next door, she's also very smart and she knows how to get attention. You know, the following day we saw pictures of her at her home. She's renovating her home. She changed the ring to a different finger. So now we're talking about that. And we'll be talking about this now for the next couple of weeks, right?
Right. Or at least the next couple of days, certainly. Do you think she feels like, hey, I'm a movie star too, Jennifer Lopez? There must be a little bit like, hello, everybody, I'm here, I'm not chopped liver.
Oh, I mean, as much as I love her, I'm thinking about J-Lo and Ben. I'm not
all
thinking about... Yeah.
She knows it. She knows it. They went trick-or-treating together. Mm-hmm. And when they were trick-or-treating, every camera, every photograph is J-Lo. I mean, just everyone's like, can you step out of the way, Jen? And even Ben, we want pictures of J-Lo. Like, they literally, we just want J-Lo. When I worked with Jennifer and she was with Ben, when we'd go to red carpets, they just wanted solo shots of Jen.
That's what I want to see.
What are you wearing, J-Lo? Turn around, get out the picture, everybody. You're like, that's an Oscar winner you're asking to move his ass. Get out of the picture. Just J-Lo. It's humiliating. That would happen if we went out together. I know it. What's going on? Moving along. What's going on with Nick Lachey?
Well, Rob, Nick Lachey has made it very clear he has no cares for Jessica Simpson.
Basically. Yes.
Basically. Let me explain. So it's been over a year since Jessica Simpson released her very personal memoir. Nick Lachey is saying he has still not read it. And in fact, Rob, he never ever plans to read it. So Nick and Jessica finalized their divorce in 2006. And he was asked about the memoir while appearing on Andy Cohen's radio show, where Andy asked Nick about Jessica's plans to create a fictional drama about her life for an upcoming scripted series for Amazon.
That's right. I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah, so Andy asked Nick, he says, I mean, you have to be saying, well, how is this going to look for me and who is going to play me? And Nick replied, nah, you know what, man? I'm thrilled to be where I am in life. That was like 20 years ago, and it's honestly the last thing my mom these days, except for when someone brings it up.
Like you.
And I understand why people want to ask, but it's just not part of my life anymore. And it's not even on my radar. She's doing her thing and I'm doing my thing, and that's the way it should be.
You're such a dude. You're such a dude. You too, Mark. I love your impersonation of Nick Lachey. I was on a morning show on VH1 and he had the show right after me. So we used to see each other in the dressing rooms or backstage or even on the set. We shared a set together. He's a really nice guy.
Nick Lachey. Nice.
He's just a decent, kind guy. And anybody else, I wouldn't believe this statement. I think it'd be really hard to move on from something like that. I really believe he's moved on. He's with Vanessa. He's got the kids. He's doing some new show on Fox. I think he's, like, content. I believe it.
I think he's moved on. But, Rob, if your ex was about to make a movie about their life and you're going to be in it and someone's going to play you,
Dame Edna.
Wouldn't you want
they'd pick
to
Dame,
know?
Yeah, I would, but it'd be awful. They'd pick Mrs. Doubtfire or Dame Edna to play me. Like, it would be somebody so ridiculous. Maybe they might pick Wendy Williams to play me. It'd be somebody, like, over the top. It would be somebody, someone that's so ridiculously... fabulous, dare I say. What about you, Mark? Who would play you? Because you're a really complicated devil. There's such a sweetness and shyness to you. I hope you're listening, Doris. That's Mark's mommy. But you also have got a naughty side.
I think I would be like a method actor, like a Joaquin Phoenix, who could get into character and go somewhere dark.
Do you know who I'd pick for you? And don't be insulted here. It's not a physical thing. Dexter. Michael C. Hall.
Okay.
Because you could have a touch of the serial killers about you. Like you could, Mark, because you've got that beautiful smile. You've got that really sweet face. But I don't know, Mark, there's a darkness, yes?
There could be.
We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back with even more of Mark's secrets. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend, Mark Lupo. Hey, Loopy, let's get to the polls. Da-da-da. Thank you very much. Yesterday, we talked about the Real Housewives of Dubai, who are already getting a very strong backlash. People are asking Bravo, so now you're just going to ignore the anti-gay laws in Dubai. This is a big deal. It's really a tough place. There's laws there that are not pro-women and certainly not pro-gay. So my question was, will you watch? Let's have a look. 65% said no, Mark.
Ooh.
I will watch. I will tune in. I always tune in for at least the first one. It might not hold my attention for the whole series, but I am curious. Are you curious, Mark, or no? Not going to watch.
Well, it's funny because in Dubai, they have very strong rules about liquor, too. So isn't the point of watching The Housewives to see these women get drunk and fight? So without that, and without the gays, what are you watching?
What are we watching without the gays or the clothes or the liquor? Why bother? Okay, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for a nicest of the day.
Oh, Rob, it's Delilah Hamlin. So Delilah opened up about her recent health struggles and how she accidentally overdosed on prescription pills.
Wow.
Oh, this is a hard one. So in an emotional video posted on Instagram, the eldest daughter of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin confessed her health this year had become scary. Wow. She said she had severe panic attacks. She went to a psychiatrist who prescribed her several different medicines to take. And Delilah said, quote, "He overprescribed me with one medication, so my body got dependent on Xanax. I overdosed. I didn't mean to at all. I wasn't like a drug addict, but my body was dependent on it because of how much the doctor prescribed me." She called her situation, Rob, helpless and hopeless, and also called it a very difficult time in her life.
Wow, she's been so honest and so brave, and you're going to save lives, my friend. You are the nicest of the day. And now our naughty is the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. No. It is Will Smith who confessed that he fell in love with a co-star during his marriage. So during his first marriage, Will was filming 6 Degrees of Separation, and he fell in love with Stockard Channing. Yes, that lady from Greece. I love that movie. And so he said that he remained in character even when off set, like a method actor that Mark was just talking about. And he said Cherie had married this guy, Will Smith, that's his first wife, and now she's living with this guy called Paul Portier, who's the name of the character in the movie. And to make matters worse, I fell in love with Stockard Channing. So their marriage, he said, was already off to a rocky start, and then this other guy turned up in the house and he was desperately yearning to see and speak to Stockard. Obviously the marriage did not last. Mark, have you ever fell in love with somebody you work with? Me?
Several times, actually.
Thank you, thank
several
you.
Several times, oh, yes. Thank you. I admit it, I admit it.
Let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. Sponsored by my new book, The Four-Word Answer, which is still selling really, really well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I assume there'd be a real rush when the book initially went on sale over 4 weeks ago. And that was true. It really did happen. What has surprised me, Mark, is that ever since that big rush that got us into the top 10, top 15 books, people are still buying it consistently every week. So thank you for that. It's still available on Amazon.com. So where might you be right now if your parents, your friends, or your teachers had encouraged you to be kinder to yourself? Think about it. Where would your life be right now had you been kinder to yourself? Ooh. Big question. Big question. Think about
it. I'd be like 15 pounds lighter, perhaps.
It's really interesting. We were not taught necessarily to be kind to ourselves. We were taught to be kind to other people. And if we did that or not, that's a different question. But nobody ever taught me to be kind to myself. I had to teach myself that. And once I did, my life changed. In my new book, The Four-Word Answer, I'm going to teach you how to be kind to yourself. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. I can see you, Doris. That's Mark's mommy. Hello, hello, hello. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.